Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
I be cutting it so close sometimes, I swear. Hold on a second. Let me shut the door. Oh, yeah. One more thing. I'm reloading! K100 Internet Radio, you dig? Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Hold on. I'm trying to fix shit up at the last possible second here. Let me get the music crunk. All right. Got the music. Where was that? Hold on a second. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I'll figure it out. Anyway, welcome everybody to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. K100 Internet Radio, you dig? I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Episode 180. Okay, what the hell's going on? Hold on. Oh, my bad. Haha, I'm tripping. Okay. That. Let me turn that back up. All right. Oh. All right. Now we got it. Let me see. Episode 180. Okay. Your map was all kind of look crazy technical. Oh. Okay, I see why. All right. Damn it, Blizzard. Anyway, episode 180. All right. Rap versus R&B. We have a little face off today. We're gonna talk about some music and shit. You feel what I'm saying? Went to a music conference this weekend. That's why I'm having this particular show. For the most part, the music conference was pretty much horrible. Yeah. It was poorly organized. You know what I mean? Poorly organized, and the talent pool was questionable at best. But, you know, I went there because one of my homies from the Team Strix Camp, Deep De Niro, was there. He was doing his thing, you feel me? It was in South Carolina, so, you know. I mean, really. I wasn't expecting for the talent to be, top-notch, you feel me? You know what I mean? I understand that it's not going to be, you know, the talent pool there is not going to be the same as the talent pool, you know, in Atlanta or New York. But, oh, man. You know how sometimes, you never, as an artist, I never want to, like, shit on anybody else's dreams. I never do that. All right? We're all in this thing. We're all in this thing together as fellow artists. You know what I'm saying? I respect everyone's grind and hustle. Even if I don't necessarily like your music, if you got a nice movement or something going on, I can respect your hustle. All right? But some of these motherfuckers, some of these people that was at this conference that I went to, some of this talent, that's normally, places like that are normally reserved for people who are a little more serious and who are a little more experienced. I thought I was at a junior high talent show for about 80% of the acts. 80% of the acts, I thought I was at a junior high talent show. Seriously. It was that bad. All right. But I'll get into that. Moving right along. Episode 180, R&B versus rap. It's also Mashin' Motherfucker Monday. Yeah! Your chance to vent on K100 Internet Radio. All right? Of course, every Monday on K100, we let the callers call in, go off and vent about anything they might have seen that kind of ticked them off over the weekends. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Hold on a second. We trust it. All right. Yeah, I'm sending out text messages at also. So, like I said, anyway, one thing that I saw with the talent pool and everything this weekend, you know, was that the R&B, some of the R&B sounds just like rap. Some of the R&B music that was there sounds just like rap. And actually, when I thought about it, I was like, you know what? Almost all R&B sounds like rap. Like, back in the day, you had, you know, R&B. You had the Luther Vandrosses and the, you know, you had the Wine and Diners, the Crooners. You had the women, you know what I'm saying, with the soulful, powerful voices. Now, R&B and rap have created some kind of subgenre merged together that we just got to acknowledge, because you can say that it's R&B or you can say that it's rap. But it's so commonplace now. I mean, shit, you know? I don't know. I mean, maybe we need to just combine the two whenever an R&B artist gets on a song with a rap artist. We need to call it a name, like a straight-up name, instead of just a feature, just like, oh, that's a little mix of it. Because all the hits that I've listened to, I was out at the club, here and there, out and about, for the past, like, maybe a couple of weekends. I've been playing music. I was actually kind of in a quasi-DJ capacity at a party, house party not too long ago. And I'm spinning all the songs, and I'm noticing all the songs that everybody loves, knows, gets crunk to, are the songs with, like, somebody singing the hook and somebody rapping the verses. Or even if it's an R&B song, somebody comes on there and features for the 16 bars. It's like, right now, everything that's really hot right now, for real, has a rap on it and singing. You don't find too many just rap songs that are like straight up bangers in the club. You know what I'm saying? And you also don't find straight up R&B songs that are like bangers in the club. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? It's like a mix of the two. You know what I mean? Now you got a couple. Of course, you got your Gucci Mane, your simple, your shit that you just play just because the 808's knocking. You feel me? You know what I mean? But you know, and that's just because chicks can drop it like it's hot, drop it low. This is what they want to do ultimately. At the end of the night, half of them just acting like they don't. You feel what I'm saying? But the two genres have mixed, man. It's not like if you listen like let me just name a couple of songs for you just before I even get into it deep. Every time you in order to get your hands up, all I do is win. That song, hot, one of the hottest songs out right now. It's not really R&B, but it's not necessarily just rap in the true essence of it, because it's got Payne on the hook, and he's singing. You feel what I'm saying? So you can't just say rap or, you know, rap or just hip-hop or just R&B by itself is like the dominant force. The real true dominant force is when those two forces are combined. Those are the songs that are getting heavy rotation. Pretty Girl Rock got Kanye on it. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I mean, any one of these deuces got a rap in it. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I mean? Nicki Minaj, that's a rap. I don't know if she's called that singing, but that's singing. That's R&B and rap. Every song that's hot right now that's been played in the past, I want to say 3 years. Nothing less. I can go back further, but for at least the past 3 years, anything that's a banger, for sure banger in the world of music, has had the mix of rap and R&B. There is no, the one, you of course you have your occasional just straight up R&B songs that bang, and you have your occasional rap songs that bang in the club, whatever. But for the most part, the chop tartan song, the chart topping songs, and the ones that people play consistently and they get bang in the club, wherever chicks want to get up, they want to go crazy, they want to party. Woo! Yeah, it's going to have a mix of R&B and rap. It is not going to be, unless it's just the one where they want to goddamn, you know, drop it like it's hot. You know what I mean? They want to get crunk. You can always go back to Gucci and get wasted. Or whatever. Something you can get a little waka flocka in the paint. You know what I mean? You can do a little something. New York! Yeah, Empire State of Mind was a mix. Just think about it. I want you to think about it before I even go into the synopsis, before I open up the phone lines. Just think about it. Blaming on the alcohol. You know what I mean? That was really a rap song. That was a rap song blended and put on to be R&B. But that's not really R&B, is it? We'll get into that. Welcome, everybody, to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number of dollars to the show. I'm going to go ahead and read my synopsis. I want to remind everybody, we're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. MySpace.com/K100Radio. Facebook.com/K100Radio. Check us out on iTunes up under the podcast section. We're an official podcast in the iTunes store. All you got to do is go to the iTunes store, go up on the podcast, put in the search for K100. When you see the middle finger, that's us. The email address for K100 Internet Radio is K100Radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100, the word radio. K100Radio@gmail.com. Artists, send us your music in. Now, this is what's going to really trip you out. So I'm at this whack-ass music conference this past weekend. It was whack. Fuck them. Fuck that. Poorly organized. Talent. Just altogether whackness. But I'm there to give these guys some game. I come there. You know I'm the consummate professional. Give out my card for K100 Internet Radio. Your artist, hit me up. You know what I'm saying? I got another outlet. You know what I mean? I got a pretty wide listening audience. You know, got a lot of downloads on my show. I go hard. I'm consistent. Check me out. Fuck with me, right? What? You guys can't get your music on the FM radio. So I'm the good guy. Come through, give them my card. Politics, shake some hands. Get some CDs. Listen to a couple of CDs. Some of them. Two of them. But anyway, you know how many artists actually hit me up? And this is not even costing them any money to get it. It doesn't cost, one more time, it doesn't cost money to get on K100. You don't have to pay me like you pay a club DJ or a radio jock or a program director or a radio promoter. You don't have to pay anything to get on K100. It's fucking free to get on this show if you're an artist to get your music played. All you got to do is point and click a mouse. Email me your song in MP3 format, and all you got to do is copy and paste the link for the show that you're going to be played on in your Facebook and in your Twitter and in your MySpace. Blast it out. Show support for K100 like you want K100 to support your fucking music, even if it's fucking whack. By the way, if it sounds like shit, totally shit, then I'm not going to play it. Because I got people on the phone lines, I got people listening to me on the internet, listening to my podcast, who might actually hang up, log off, go watch Grey's Anatomy or some shit, whatever the fuck you watch, because I'm in a primetime slot, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Thursdays. I'm competing with primetime television, and I still do good numbers. I could come on late like everybody else, when all the kids are asleep, when everybody ate food. My numbers probably would double. But I feel like, fuck it, I'm where I'm at. I'm primetime, baby. Yeah. So, with that being said, I go out, I reach these artists, I talk to them, I shake their hands, I try to give them an opportunity. It doesn't cost them any money. By the way, it costs you $99 to get into that whack-ass fucking conference. I'm going to give you a platform. I'm going to get you some real feedback, and I'm going to open up the phone lines and let the people judge your music and tell you if you fucking suck and you should give it up or not. I'm exposing you to a worldwide audience. I got people right now on the line, 912-404-850-678, 917-813-904. These are the area codes on the phone lines at this point. Listen. So you're going to get to an audience that's above and beyond your little small Greenville country-ass town. You know how many people hit me up this weekend to be on the show, to actually follow up on that lead, to get on internet radio, which is one of the more popular ways that artists are actually going to get their stuff exposed. You know how many? One. No, he wasn't the guy that bugged me the whole fucking conference. Make sure I got my number. You got my CD, dog? Hey, I'm going to hit you up, shawty. I'm going to hit you up tomorrow, my nigga. Blah, blah, blah. Shut the fuck up. Not that guy. That guy that hit me up. It was the other guy who walked up, asked me for my card, and said, I'll be in touch. and didn't say anything else to me the rest of the damn night. Not the people giving me, trying to give me their CDs. Not people asking me 1,000 questions about internet radio. Not the motherfuckers wasting up all my motherfucking time and airspace with your funky ass cigarette smelling breath. No! Not you! You're not here. You're not going to get played tonight. You're not going to get highlighted on K100. You're not going to get exposed because you can't follow fucking instructions. You had 48 hours, over 48 hours to do so. And here we are. Next set of hip-hop people. So, Facebook, MySpace, /K100 Radio, iTunes, all right? You feel me? Look, look. Oh, hold on a second. All right, so the other guy, yeah, he's going to call in. So I'm going to get Skank Dog. Skank Dog is going to be on the line tonight. Hey, he called in. He followed instructions. He emailed me. He sent me the song. Skank Dog. Skank. That's his name. Skank Dog will be on K100 tonight. I'm going to play Skank Dog's music, I Feel Good. And actually, the song is not that bad. Skank Dog is the name. Skank Dog is your name as an artist? Questionable. That's questionable, Skank Dog. We'll ask people, do they like the name Skank Dog? I don't know, homie. Once again, it's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. 347-934-0966. Gonna go ahead and read the synopsis of the show. We're gonna go ahead and get this thing crunk. You dig? Episode 180. You know, there are a lot of hip-hop artists that have fallen off in the past 2 years, right? Straight up how it is, all right? There's a lot of artists, a lot of hip-hop artists have fallen off. Hip-hop is not selling. It's falling off as a genre for multiple reasons. Now, for those of you who don't know, your first time calling the K100 because I'm seeing a couple numbers I don't recognize, all right? I'm the host of the show. My name is Blizzard, all right? You got my card from the South Carolina Music Conference this weekend, and I told you to hit me up, and you just called into the show, and you didn't email me like I said, but you're on the line expecting for me to somehow play your music, kill yourself. You didn't follow instructions. Once again, the address again, K100Radio@gmail.com, in case you want to try your luck tonight. I doubt I'll get you on tonight, because I got Skank Dog coming up. Skank Dog. But the song ain't that bad. Anyway, on the flip side, it seems like the R&B artists, they kind of bubbling. They kind of on the rise. The R&B artists are making good music right now. Straight up. I'm not even lying. I'm impressed with the R&B guys. The R&B gals. They're impressing me right about now. Hearing a lot of good R&B. Rap. Every now and again. Of course, you got your guys who it's nothing for them to make great music because they have a great team, a great syndicate of producers and production and ghostwriters and co-writers like Kanye, Mr. West. Mr. West is going to be hard-pressed to make a whack-ass song because he has a team of people working on each individual song, as it should be. All right? Top-notch production, everything. And he's not bad himself as an MC. All right? You know what I'm saying? You know, you got T.I. still trying to do his thing, you know, from a jail cell some kind of way. Wayne is still here. Drake is still here. M is still here. You got your guys. You got the guys. Ross is, you know, some of these guys, Ross is still relevant. You know what I'm saying? Some of these guys are still doing things, trying to stay relevant. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, I'm more impressed with the R&B guys. I got to say, hip-hop fans, the R&B guys are impressing me with the songs right now, at this point, right now. Of course, I don't ride around listening to R&B. I don't. I ride around listening to hip-hop, mostly Chainless Entertainment. But, even when I switch it up and listen to somebody that's already out there a little bit, it's gonna be rap. It's gonna be hip-hop. If I'm listening to some R&B, you know what's about to happen. Yep. Within the next hour or so, that's about to go down. Maybe the next 30 minutes. Anyway, I'm gonna finish reading, all right? I really don't listen to hip-hop when I'm rolling, but I have to admit some of the R&B music is pretty hot. It used to be a distinct difference between the two. The melodies and moods of the songs were more about love and relationships in R&B. You know, barring the occasional song about partying or whatever, it was mostly about love and relationships with R&B. But lately, though, we've had a lot of songs from the R&B side that are just as self-centered, boastful, and violent. Bust your windows out your car. And some rap songs. The R&B is getting gangster, people. The R&B is getting flossy. Alright? It's getting flossy. It's getting violent. Alright? They talk about getting fucked up in the R&B now. You know what I mean? Some of the R&B artists talking about they packing. You know what I'm saying? When these niggas start, when is it cool for the R&B guy to be talking about, yeah, you know, but he still got that thing close? I don't know. Anyway. The actual production, for those of y'all who don't know production in these terms, the beats, the production is becoming less distinctive. R&B was supposed to be the, quote, grown folks music for the most part when it came out back in the day, all right? It was the one that you could count on to mellow down the mood, wind the party down. But it seems like now the R&B songs can jumpstart a party just as quick as the hottest rap song. You know, blame it on the alcohol. You did? That's R&B. Rap, meanwhile, pretty much getting worse. And that's created by the minute. The budget for pushing a rap artist is shrinking so much that it almost makes no sense to do it unless you really love it. I really love to do rap music. That's why I do it. I do it because I like to do it. I do it because it doesn't. I'm self-contained. I own my label. I got my own studio. I got a syndicate of producers who give me beats. I don't have to pay a lot of money to make a song. I don't have to pay a lot of money to create an album or whatever. Pressing it up is one thing, but creating it, I do that self-contained in-house. So it doesn't cost me anything. It just takes time. And I love it so much that it never seems like work to me because I love to do it still to this day. So anyway, it seems like rap is getting more one-dimensional and R&B starting to spread its wings a little bit. It's starting to become the go-to genre for love, all right? Party, relationship issues, and more. All that R&B has to do is get the political, social edge that rap had a stronghold on for much of its youth, and the takeover is complete. All the R&B guys got to do is make a fuck the police, a 911 is a joke, a self-destruction, something like that to jumpstart the whole political, social. We got a couple of them that do it a little bit. What's up, Erica? Not too many, though. And that's not the popular shit, but once they do that, the takeover is complete. What is rap here for? Why are you still here, hip-hop? It's real disheartening, I gotta say. It's really depressing when I think about it. Here go the questions. Do you think R&B music or artists have better music that's out at this moment? Right now. 2011. Right now. Are the R&B artists dropping more hot shit than the rappers? Period, point blank. I didn't ask you which one you prefer, which one you like, because I prefer hip-hop. I like hip-hop. I ride around listening to rap. But, you know, I got to keep it 100. It's the name of the show. It's the only rule I got. That's all I got is my name, and my rep is keeping it 100. The R&B songs are a little hotter lately. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Rappers. I'm a rapper. All right? Now, maybe it's because the R&B still actually sells records a little bit, and so they push that R&B down your throat a little bit more because they're going to make their money back off the R&B a greater chance. That's true. A lot of the good rap and hip-hop has been brushed to the side for the whack shit, for the one-hit wonders, for the singles. That's true. I give you that. I know. I'm in this shit deep, okay? That's what the fuck I do. Outside of K100, K100 is actually my quote-unquote hobby, if you want to be real. Anybody who knows me knows what my real true grind is. My real true grind is music, all right? K100 is my side thing I do. To have a little fun, to be relevant outside of music to the entertainment industry, to be able to get into conferences for free and call myself media. Oh, yeah. Membership has its privileges. Question number two. Do you think that the R&B music has gotten away from the love music it originated from? You know what I'm saying? Now it seems like R&B is not necessarily the genre of love. It used to be the genre of baby making, the love genre, the genre that made you want to just, you know, boo up or, you know, that you now R&B is just another form of all around music. It's about partying, bitches, bashing men, relationship shit. The only thing that really hasn't really made a real good R&B song in a long time is like some social shit. Some socio-political shit. That's about it. But it's not just about lovey-dovey no more. But I want to know what you think. Do you think that R&B music has gotten away from the, quote, love music that it originated from? Question number three. What do you think is the number one reason rap music sales and popularity is falling? There isn't a question that the sales and popularity of rap music is falling. It's not an if, it's a why. You know what I mean? Why do you think that? Personally. Of course, I have my own opinion on that, too. All right? You niggas are getting whacked. They took the hands. They only promote a certain brand and a certain thing that can only be done. If you make the people think now, they don't want you at this point anymore. And everything goes in cycles in hip-hop. We started out one way, went down, came back up. And it's like a roller coaster. It's like a wave. Right now, everybody just wants to kind of just have a little fun and dance. Gangsta rap, hardcore, straight up, kill a motherfucker in every motherfucking other bar, pretty much dead. That's all you talk about. You are not going to sell any fucking records. Go ahead, take your CD, and just ride around and burn a couple copies. Don't even just write your name on it and be like, kill a shit, and like, give it to your homeboys. Because like, that's all the people that's listening. Gotta switch it up. Gotta spread your wings. But besides gangster rap, you know what I'm saying? All the other kinds of rap, you know what I'm saying, that they're pushing and they're putting money behind, is the more simplistic, have fun in the club dance rap. They're not putting it behind the rap that makes you feel anymore. Unless, of course, you got someone singing on the hook. Then, well, now you've got something. Now you've got a hit. And don't get me wrong, but I got a lot of songs people singing on the hook. I love that kind of rap and R&B. I'm just saying, if that's the only thing that's gonna be, if that's gonna be the most popular shit, if that's the only way you're gonna be able to get in the door, how about we just make it one whole genre and stop separating the goddamn two? That's what I'm saying tonight. I mean, why are we separated? Might as well jump all this, mingle all this shit together, cause we ain't getting no money without each other. An R&B song can do but so much without motherfuckers spitting them hot 16, and a goddamn rapper needs a hot ass motherfucking singer on the hook in order to make a motherfucking smash hit nowadays. It is what it is, people. I don't know how it came to this. I don't know. But this is where we're at. If you deny that, by all means, hit number one and talk to me. Question number four. Should we just combine the two genres and call it, and just call it all one thing? Since the most popular songs nowadays are a combination of the two. That's question number four. And once again, it's also Mashing Motherfucking Monday. Yeah! That's where you get to call in and vent on K100 Internet Radio. You get to basically say, hold on a second. Hold on. I'm emailing back Skank Dog. He just hit me and said, what time do I want me to call in? That was Skank Dog hit me up. I had to tell Skank Dog about what time he needs to call into the show. Yes. His name is Skank Dog. Well, ask Skank Dog, how did he come up with the name Skank Dog when he gets on the show? But his song is actually not that bad. But that name, if I'm the A&R, gotta go. Okay, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Now, I got people on the phone lines, but if you never tune into the show, you gotta know you gotta hit the number one. You gotta hit the number one on the phone line in order for me to talk to you. So I got people on the phone lines, but no one's hitting number one. So I'm assuming that you people just want to listen to the show, and I can talk for 2 hours straight about rap and hip-hop and R&B without even having to hit the number one and go on and play some music, and this shit can be popping. So, but if you want to talk to me, if you want to answer the questions, if you want to interact with me, if you're on the phone line, if you dial 347-934-0966, you got to hit the number one on your keypad. That indicates to me that you want to talk, all right? So do that now. Before I move on, all right, well, so somebody actually hits the number one. Before I move on, I got to say this right here about the way I feel about it. I answer my own questions myself. You feel me? All right. Question number one, do I think the R&B music artists are making better music. Yes. Right now, I'm hearing more heat come out from the R&B people. Yeah, I don't know if it's that they're hungrier, but don't get me wrong. A lot of the songs that are coming out that's hot from the R&B people, they do have rappers featured on them. You feel me? They do have rappers featured on the song. You know what I mean? So it's not to really slight hip-hop in any way per se. You know what I mean? And I know that, listen, when I say hot, when I say, I'm talking about a little mainstream, man. Not the internet grind, not the grind that I really know. I know there's a lot more. I know that there's a lot more great rap artists out here than that's on there. FM Dial, that's on, 106 and Park. I don't even talk about MTV no more because I don't even know why. What the fuck is the M for anyway? When the last time you seen a video on MTV? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So that's just a whole nother conversation. But as a matter of fact, I can incorporate that too. Why the fuck does MTV still have the M there? Why? You guys are not music television no more. You're Jersey Shore at 16 and fucking pregnant. R.I.P. to DJ Megatron. That's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? R.I.P. to DJ Megatron. And I'm not even joking about that, like, for real. Like, I'm dead ass serious. R.I.P. to the homie DJ Megatron. You dig? You know what I'm saying? Homie was grinding. Homie was doing his thing. You know what I mean? For those of y'all don't know, you know what I mean? He'd be on 106. He'd be on 106 in Park sometime. BET. DJ. Dude got shot in the chest and killed this weekend. No, I haven't really looked up on the story and see what it was about. I don't know if it was a beef, a robbery, or what have you, but dude was just on his way to his crib, you know what I'm saying, New York, somebody opened up his chest, the homie dead, you know what I'm saying, dude was grinding, you feel me, doing his thing in the industry, you know what I'm saying, so much like I will do with anybody else that's in this game that I'm in also, they get, you know, leave before their time, I shout them out on K100, so shouts out, and RIP to the homie DJ Megatron, you dig, you feel me, come on man, unless that dude owes you some money or some shit, come on man. Fuck is wrong with you? You know what I mean? And if he did, nigga, you could get it. I mean, what's the point? But I mean, I don't know what it was all about. But you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the homie and his family and his camp. You know what I mean? Dude, you know what I'm saying, was putting in work. He was out here. I seen him a lot of different places. You know what I'm saying? If you actually ran into him one of these events down in Atlanta one time. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Rest in peace to the homie, man. God damn. Anyway. I just had to make sure I say that, you feel me, because that was fucked up, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, question number two that I can ask myself and I can answer myself, do I think the R&B music has gotten away from the love music? Hell the fuck yeah. R&B music right now is less about love than I think it ever has been, and probably, I don't think it's no going back. Now, I'm getting paper. Now, the R&B, they want to stunt. The R&B artists want to be rappers now. They want to do rap. They want to live the rap life. They want to beat their chicks up. They want to do all the drugs. Drink all the alcohol. The females getting mad. They want to bust the windows out your car. You know what I'm saying? They want to be rappers or something. I don't know what's going on with the R&B. Why do you guys want to be hard? Only the true old school people who's been here for a while are keeping it R&B. Mary's going to keep it R&B. Even though she was the queen of mixing R&B and hip-hop, still, she still keeps it R&B-ish. But the shit that comes out now, I don't know. And not just the women. You know, the guys are really bad. You know, Chris Brown, I mean, I'm like, dog, why don't you just be a rapper? And then Drake kind of wants to be R&B-ish at the same time as being a rapper. Which then again, what is T-Pain? He was a rapper first, then went R&B. I don't know. I'm just... The whole shit is getting jumbled and mixed together. Fuck! Now, I don't mind when Kells do it. When Kells, you know, bring the flavor like that right there. Because see, Kells... When Kells sing, it's like he's sing rapping sometimes. And I understand. That's the man. You know what I mean? Even if you like Young Pussy, that's still the man. I'm gonna fuck. Ain't too many niggas out here. Really ain't nobody fucking with Kells with the writing. But ain't too many other cats really just fucking with Kells all around. But even Kells has his moments where he wants to damn near be a rapper. He's been like that, though. He came out like that, kind of, sort of. But But some of these new guys, man, it's like, I don't even know if you want to be a rapper or an R&B artist, nigga. Let me know which one you want to be, dog. I really want to know. But I think that I definitely think that the love, the ooh, baby, I love you, to the end of the road. That, let's get it on. All that, that feels of R&B. You can be that. You're gonna have to have a song like that if you're an R&B artist. But that's not gonna be your hit most of the time. Your hit's gonna be the other song that you do with the rapper that's got the 16 on. That's the one everybody's gonna know you for and jam to. Your true fans, they'll know about those B-side cuts. What's the guy? What's the dude out Trey Songz now? He busts out with a flow in the middle of his song. Look, homie. Look. I don't mind you doing your thing, but don't just bust out rapping your damn stuff on your own shit. That's a slap in the face to other artists. Go on and pay the rapper to rap and you do your thing. Alright? You make the chick panties get wet singing and shit. Dance or something. You don't be trying to rap and shit. Why are the R&B artists trying to rap? Why? Is nothing sacred? And the third question that I asked, what do you think the number one reason why rap music sales and popularity is falling? I mean, the number one reason is because the fucking music gotten whack. That's the number one reason. The music is getting whack. The music is, it doesn't move you anymore. It moves you in the club, but it doesn't move your soul. People don't buy shit that don't move them in their soul. If the only time you like to hear this song is in the club, why would you buy it when you're only in the club once a week, maybe? Maybe every other week. And only in there for a couple of hours. So that's the only time you're going to like that song because it's in that atmosphere. Why am I buying the whole album when the only time I like to hear it is in the club? Exactly. So really at the end of the day, and it's not necessarily the artist, it's not all artists' fault. It's just, it's more complicated. It's more political. It's what the labels are deciding to push. Of course, in case you didn't know, there's some rich fucking fat Jew somewhere making the decisions on what the fuck get played on the radio and what artists get signed. It's not a black person. It's not even a nigga from the hood. It's not even a goddamn black woman with a job that goes to the club every month. It's a Jew, white person, sitting around somewhere making a decision about what artists get signed. Jimmy Iovine and all him and his camp and crews. And all the rest of the Jews that run the entertainment industry. These guys are sitting around dictating what we listen to and what becomes hot to us. That in itself deserves 1,000 shots. But what deserves even more shots is when artists do come along, that does give you something different. A, niggas don't support them because they ain't talking about the ignorant hood shit that they like to hear in the club. Or B, they do like them, but then they just go by the bootleg. So, we can't win for losing over here in rap. But if the people that like us generally are broke, or cheap, or just so hood and street, they don't really give a fuck about it. The fact that they got the money now, nigga. It's all about the goddamn hustle. It's all about getting it for the low, shawty. So, we're pretty much fucked. You got two choices. Kiss ass, rub noses with all the faggots and Jews in the industry, or start your own shit like I did. Won't be as popular, won't make as much money, but at least you can do what the fuck you want to do when the fuck you want to do it. And here I am, Chainless Entertainment, K100 Radio. So, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-096. Wait. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial. Hit the number one on the fucking phone line if you want to talk. I'm going to start opening up motherfuckers' phone lines in like 0.3 seconds. His eyes can go down. And everybody going to be like, man, why you opening up my line? Fuck you calling my show for? I don't want to talk. Just saying, shawty. Anyway, the last question. Should we just combine the two genres and call it one thing since the most popular songs nowadays are a mix of rap and hip-hop? Why not? Maybe we can maybe we can start to make money again. Because it's like almost, when you say rap or whatever, it's like, oh, everybody wants to be a rapper. No, even if everybody wants to be a rapper, everybody ain't good enough to be a good one. But the problem is, certain rappers show you that you don't have to know how to rap to even be a rapper. That's the problem with rap right here. Let me go ahead and say this real quick. The problem with rap is, you don't have to be good at it to be successful. What other anything do you not really have to be that good at that thing and can be a success? I want to know. Somebody help me out. If you're not good at baseball, you're not going to go to the major leagues. Can't shoot a free throw? Not going to make it. Oh, well, Shaq did. But if you can't shoot a free throw or dribble or dunk or do, if you just can't fucking play basketball, all right, you're not going to make it to the NBA. If you can't sing, you won't make it on American Idol. But even if you can't rap, all right, it means absolutely nothing. It means absolutely nothing. Nope, I'm trying to, if somebody please hit it, number one. If you could tell me anywhere else where you don't have to be good at something, but you can be a success. There are too many rappers who really can't rap that are making a lot of money. Therefore, it makes it seem like anyone can do it. This is the number one problem with hip-hop. If you just let anybody in, damn if they can rap, if you just kind of quote-unquote like they swag or the beat is hot, when you do that, you tell everybody out here that anybody can do this. Takes no real skill. What the fuck? What? We got what? So you mean to tell me, are you going to argue with me tonight on the phone lines that Waka Flocka can rap or not? Shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear it. I'm not a Flocka hater, but he cannot rap. I'm glad he eating. That's one less nigga I got to worry about robbing me. But he cannot rap. He has no rapping skill. Music is hot in the club. Crazy beat. Alright. He's got the look. Tattooed up, the dreads, the chicks, you know. You know, the hood bitches, they love that. You know, you hood bitches are already. You know what? The hood bitches are a real reason why niggas like this make it. Because hood bitches really don't give a fuck what a nigga talking about. Half them hoes can't. That vocabulary ain't even deep enough to understand anything outside of what the fuck he talking about. Anyway. So. You play this in the hood, they can relate because they halfway dumb any fucking way. A lot of them, not all of them, a lot of them. If you try to talk too much over their head, they won't get it. They don't want to listen. So, the fact that he really can't rap, well, that doesn't mean anything. It has absolutely no bearing on his level of success. All right? He's getting about $30,000 to $50,000 to do a show. Why? You ask? Because he had one of the number one bootleg, downloaded, played in the club songs ever. Album ain't selling shit. Of course, we're back to that's because no one wants to hear that riding around in their car all day. So that's why you buy albums to listen to in your car. But you listen to shit in the club. Maybe you work out to it also. Get your crunk. No doubt about it. But the point is, rap. The reason why rap is falling off because it's the only career field that you can pursue that you don't even have to be good at. You don't have to be able to rap to be a rapper. Who told you that? Do you have to really be able to have some skills in the mic? Get the fuck out of here. No. All you need is a beat and a marketing plan. And that's why we're at where we're at in hip-hop. But with the R&B people, if you really can't sing, at some point you will get exposed. At some point, the fan base will stop fucking with you. It's only, you can be a one-hit wonder in R&B if you can't really sing. But if you really can't sing, the R&B world will kill you. You have to be able to sing. You fucking right. You're going to have to be able to sing. You may not be able to sing like Whitney in her prime, but you're going to have to be able to sing at some point. If you totally cannot sing whatsoever, if you totally are a studio artist, you will be fucked up. You think you're gonna mean? You think you're gonna make it? You let these engineers mix your shit down and make you sound all dreamy and shit. But at the end of the day, if you can't sing live, if you can't make that show pop off, the R&B people are gonna talk. They're gonna say, nah, she really can't sing no live. She ain't good. And so they're not gonna come to your commercial. And the success of R&B artists is dictated differently and judged differently in the music world than the rapper. I'm saying this for everybody on the phone line who really don't know much about the music industry. You know what I'm saying? But I can't have this kind of show without kind of going into the details about that kind of shit. All right? So they're judging a little bit differently. You know what I'm saying? Their concerts, sellouts and stuff like that matter more because the rapper, like the Waka Flockas, they can go get money in the little trap hole in the wall bullshit country ass clubs all over the motherfucking country. The R&B artist got to be able to sell out a motherfucking stadium or some shit. You feel me? For all my A50 people, you will never see Fantasia in KJ's. You could see Waka. You have seen Gucci. You feel me? You get it now? The R&B artist has to be good enough to make a lot of people come to the show. The hole-in-the-wall club circuit still can be popped off for the rapper. The one that holds under 2,000 people, under 1,000 people. But you can't bring you can bring the rapper to the hole in the wall bullshit hood club. You feel what I'm saying? In the club, you can't bring the R&B artist there. It don't work like that. It don't work in reverse. Got to put them in the you got to put them down at Phillips at the Fox. You know if you're really getting money, all right. At the big events, the big concerts, the halls, yeah. This is a little something people might not know that's on the phone line, all right. Thus. You cannot treat their careers the same. Which means, if you're going to make that many people come and see you, you better be good at what you fucking do. Live. Doesn't matter for a rapper. He can do the chitlin circuit like they did back in the day for Elvin and the day and eat. He good. All he needs is one hit. Maybe two. You stretch it out for a 3-year career. I'm just telling you. I'm just giving it to you raw, people. All right, people are hitting the phone lines now. People are mad. I don't know if people are offended because, you know, they may like who I'm talking about. But it just is what it is. I mean, you know me, I pull some punches. I'll say this to the motherfuckers' faces because you know I don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? You know I don't. Everybody who know me know I don't. Truth is truth. Some artists cannot rap. They have major songs out and major circulation. They just simply can't rap. They're not good rappers. And rap is the only thing that I can think of when you really don't have to be good to garner success. There are a million of there are a whole bunch of other shit. A whole bunch of other shit that can get you in the door besides how good you can rap. Fuck how good you can rap. It's almost at this point, nobody fucking cares. At least nobody who makes decisions. Nobody fucking cares. Billy, what's happening, homie?
What's going on with you? What's going on with you?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Make sure you press the number 1 on your keypad if you want to talk to me. If not, I just assume you're just on the show listening to me. All right, so, come on, Billy Bad Phoenix on the line. You know what I'm saying? Out that 912, you dig?
I'm
going to go ahead and ask you these questions. First of all, you know how it is. Every Monday, by the way, new people on the phone line, numbers I don't know, block numbers. I got like 4 block numbers where they call in and you can't see what it is, just a bunch of ones and shit. Yeah, you guys. But welcome. Welcome. It's Mashing Motherfucking Mondays, Billy. What you got for me?
What I'm mashing on right now is what you touched on earlier about Waka, but of course there's another whack rap out there that's getting money. I ain't hating on his hustle, but you can't rap with a damn. And we talk about Soulja Boy Tell 'em.
He's only
great because he could dance.
I don't even know if that's why he's great. Look, and I'm not gonna go as far as don't get me wrong. As much as I think Soulja Boy can't rap, I was still highly upset when Ice-T came out and made a big deal and went all out his way to diss the dude, to talk about the dude. You feel what I'm saying? Because I felt like you are OG in the game, and this little nigga is making money. He is eating. So that's why when I say things about these guys, I make sure I make it brand specific. I make sure I say I don't think that they are good rappers. I don't think that Walker's a good rapper. I think that Gucci's a good rapper. I don't think that Soulja Boy is a good rapper. You feel what I'm saying? I don't think they can rap to me. Am I mad that they're on top of the game right now and eating? No. I'm not mad. Because at the end of the day, they're black men who are making money without having to sell dope. Period. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So therefore,
right.
that the real nigga in me, the non-hater in me, the pro-black guy in me, you know what I'm saying, won't allow me to hate and be upset that they're successful. But it does not change the fact. It doesn't change the fact that I think they fucking can't rap, period, point blank. That's just it. I'm not changing that shit. They can't rap to me. I'm going to fuck with nobody. I tell them to their face, nigga, you really can't rap to me. Like, I don't want to do a song with Gucci. I don't want him to feature on my song. Even though him featuring on my song will probably make it go number one. You know what I'm saying? I just don't want him because I don't think he can rap. So when I pick people to feature on my song, I go by, can they really rap? Or do I know them or what kind of relationship? But most of the time, it's like, I think you got skill. I want to fuck with you because you dope to me. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So with Soulja Boy, I never thought Soulja Boy could rap then, and I think he's getting worse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's starting to run out of ideas, basically, to me.
He's getting worse. And I didn't think that would be possible. I thought he would actually get better, but he's getting worse. And shocking, enough as it is. But I don't know if I want to mash. I'm mashing for you. I mash on that for you. Yeah! I'll mash on that for you. You feel me? I'll mash on that for you, but, you know, I don't want to mash on the fact that he's getting money. I'm just mashing on the fact that he can't rap. You know what I'm saying? But it's kind of like you can't really. It's like to a lot of people, when I say that, it's like they can't separate the two. They say, oh, you're just a hater. I'm like, did you hear what the fuck I said? I just said he can't rap. I'm not a hater. I just don't like his rapping. You know what I'm saying?
Basically.
You know my song, Bet the House? When I say he can't rap, that don't mean that I'm a hater. I just don't like his music. Not the fact he's making paper. I put that line in there because I got tired of being called a hater because I said certain motherfuckers can't rap to me. It's the truth. Rap is the only place where you don't have to be good at some shit to get paid at it. Yeah, anyway. All
okay,
right,
like for instance, like, you know, the music game got so bad to where, like, okay, I know you was talking about MTV once, but like when I had a Comcast cable when I was living in a different city, they had this segment where they had these, you know, someone with just like legendary hip hop artists, producers, and all that stuff. They had like that roundtable discussion. You know what I'm talking about?
Huh?
And then there was one woman. There was Jackie O. Okay.
Right.
Jackie O was talking about they need to put out a real nigga report card, see if they're really truthful about what they talking about when they preaching their stories, if they actually living or had lived on what they preach about in their raps.
Uh-huh.
So my question to you before you get to the question is, do you think really that there should be a real nigga report card that should be enforced in the rap game?
Now see, this is the thing about it. Because if you say that, if that was in effect, Rick Ross wouldn't be here. Right? Because Rick Ross got outed.
True.
You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Rick Ross.
By the real Rick Ross.
Right, right. Real Rick Ross got outed, you know what I'm saying, with the whole he was a correctional officer thing. You feel me? Now, listen, this is also the other part about the rap shit. Rick Ross talks about nothing but dope and all this kind of stuff right here.
Right.
He's the correctional officer. Now, when it comes to Rick Ross, I'm of the opinion that Rick Ross is on top because he makes good music, not because of his street cred. You feel what I'm saying? See, Rick Ross actually makes great music. He actually can rap, and he actually has excellent production, and he picks great hooks. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? He has a great, what I like to call, rap voice. You know what I'm saying? Whereas when he comes on the mic, people just like how he sounds on the mic. They like the gruffiness in it. He's got that fat guy voice. That's the attribute that a lot of fat guys have. He's got the fat guy voice. You know what I'm saying? All right, so he's got the fat guy, and for some reason, that just made bitches' panties get wet, the fat guy voice. I don't know why. Started with Barry White. Who knows? Anyway. They love the fat guy sound, okay? So they love Rick. All right? The dudes like the dope shit he talk about. You know what I mean? The flossy shit. Even though he was ousted by 50, by a man, and he got outed by 50. 50 is a major player in the game at the end of the day. All right? You know what I mean? So when somebody like 50 outs you and goes at you and does that to you and you don't die, in fact, you sell more records, A, you got to get him in the front. But if the real nigga report card was in effect like Jackie O said, you know how many motherfucking rappers that you love right now would not be in the game? Think about it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Think about how many rappers you love now that you actually like who never really did what they
and
said.
I only have like a few rappers that I do like in this day and age versus back in the day.
Well, that's because the talent is getting weaker. So it's easier to mm-hmm. People say, well, I don't like as many rappers like I did back in the day. But then because the rappers, the skill set of a lot of the rappers that not that are grinding, but they are put in the forefront are not on the level. When you put somebody like Soulja Boy and Waka Flocka in the forefront, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? When they get more airtime than a Lupe Fiasco, for instance, you know what I'm saying? You got to look at it and say, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that's just because I had another show when we broke down, which was one of my most popular shows, was the Shout Bus Shouty. That's the name of the episode. I call it Shout when they did the little spoof about Gucci Mane and Waka Flocka them with the little spoof.
Yeah, I remember. I watched that. I tripped
out. Yeah, but I actually did a show called Shout But Shouty, and the name of it, or the whole show, we talked about why rap was done, which I'm going to get off of this and get to the actual R&B part real quick, everybody that's on the phone line. But when I had that show, it was brung up, and we had all these people arguing back and forth in the lines. I had like maybe 60 people on the phone lines, and then I had like 400 people download the podcast for that bitch. That's my number one downloaded joint, because we were going in, and I was asking like a lot. I had a couple of artists calling and everything. And so what we came to, the conclusion that we came to on the Short But Shouty episode, was people nowadays, and that's, I really believe this wholeheartedly, the people nowadays that actually listen to music now, as far as rap, they have stopped listening to rap for the words. They probably stopped doing that probably in the late 90s, and now it's all about the production, the beat. You feel what I'm saying? If you'll notice, everything in the South, every number one song in the South, absolutely, positively, without a doubt, has to have what instrument? What is that instrument? Do you know it?
808.
If that fucking song don't have an 808 in it, motherfucker, it will not be a hit in the South.
Mm-hmm.
Period. When I say fucking nigga, when I say motherfucker, period. Point blank. It will never be a hit in the South if it doesn't have an 808 drop in it. And I tried to get into it for the people. I had so many people on the phone line that day that when I was trying to talk about I started getting too deep into the music side of it, and people were like, well, I don't know about that. All I know, because you don't really do music, but I had a lot of people on the phone lines who did. But when you break down the science of the difference and the change in production, the way the prominence of the 808, the way every producer at one point, no matter where you were from, decided that if it didn't have that drop, it wasn't a hit. The DJs, everybody decided at some point in time around the late 90s, early 2000s, right when Lil Jon, everybody really started popping, that if it didn't have an 808 in it, it didn't sound good in the club. And so therefore, it didn't transcend from radio, it didn't transcend from club to radio to your home. You know what I'm saying? And that changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
It changed everything. So at the end of this conversation, you know, the real nigga report card, there are too many artists that are great artists who may not have done actually everything they said. Now, if you was a fucking correction officer and you never sold dope in your life, but you goddamn name yourself Rick Ross and all you talk about is dope and Miami goddamn hustling, and you still make it because you can actually rap, I don't know if that's right or wrong. Because Rick Ross, put it this way, I'm going to tell you like this straight up. Straight the fuck up. And I don't give a fuck who don't like this. I'd rather have the fakest motherfucker in the world rapping than a motherfucker who simply can't rap.
Pretty
be
much.
On top. You feel me? That's just it, man. I'd rather have the person if you really can't rap, you should not be a top charting rap artist. Now, if you can rap a little bit, like I say, if you got a little bit of swag and you can goddamn do your thing on the mic and you really is a street nigga, on top of that, like a Jeezy. Jeezy's not the best lyricist. He's not the best rapper, but Jeezy's so authentic that he don't have to be. He rapped good enough to where you can say, no, he can't not rap. He can rap even though he don't get all deep into the wordplay like that. But his street cred is so deep. I like the fact that Jeezy was successful. You feel what I'm saying? That makes sense. That makes sense to me. No, he's not. He can't rap as good as Eminem, but he should be able to sell as much records as Eminem because he can rap good enough to where his life shit should be heard because he's an authentic motherfucking street nigga on top of the fact that he can rap good enough. You feel what I'm saying? He rap good enough.
That's right.
That's it. So when people like him are successful, I'm like, okay. You know what I mean? No, I don't think he can rap as good as a whole bunch of motherfuckers. But with his success, I was like, he hold it down good enough to where, you know, it makes sense that he's successful. You feel what I'm saying? On top of that. But the real nigga report card shit, I mean, it's too many motherfuckers that would not be here that we really love. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we really love a lot of artists who may have stretched the truth a little bit for the sake of selling the record. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, you know, but what I love with all real niggas in the game, I don't know. Depending on what kind of real nigga you're talking about. See what I'm saying? See, a lot of these quote real niggas got the game fucked up. A lot of these quote real niggas done goddamn took all the goddamn real nigga, quote unquote, street hood nigga dope money and put it behind their little cousin, and now their little cousin is on with his nigga garbage. You feel what I'm saying? Type of shit I be talking about. All right. Let me go ahead and ask you the questions real quick on me. All right.
All right.
Here go the questions. Hold on. Let me get back to them. Oh, I got to get back. All right. So, question number one. Do you think that the R&B music right now, at this moment, is better than the rap?
Yeah, at some point. They are.
What do you mean at some point?
Because... At some point, because, I mean, some of the R&B songs nowadays, as you kind of pointed out, yeah, they don't talk about it how they used to talk about it in the old school. So, unless you still got Kells out there, and Kells still sticks to his element, and that's what some R&B artists fail at, because while you see some that come out with one hit these days, but aren't as consistent, or doesn't stay like they first came out with that hunger. So, that's what I'm saying at some point. But, yeah, overall, they are starting to become better than rap. They are. And especially you got most of them that are the club bangers. You know, you got the Kerry Hilsons, the Trey Songz, the Chris Browns, all that stuff. You know, they're mainly getting into where the rappers are this day and age when it comes to the club bangers. Because guess what? When you go in the club, guess what? You're hearing Pretty Girl Rock or you're hearing something, it's your birthday.
Right.
You know, all that stuff. So they're going into the clubs now because that's where, guess what, most of the artists are finding their success now.
Exactly, exactly. So, I mean, like I said, man, I think that right now at this particular point, the R&B artists are just putting out better music. That's just, and I mean, I don't understand why the rappers would take offense to that or anything, you feel me? But you know what I mean? It is what it is. Mm-hmm. All right, question number two. Do you think the R&B music has gotten away from the love feel that it used to have?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Because think about it like this. Okay, you go back to, let's say, 1993. Okay, 1993, R&B was heavy in the New Jack Swing era. It was heavy because, you know, even though they preach love too, you know, at the same time, they go to they have fun with the people, and guess what? Everybody was in everybody's video back in the day when it came to R&B, and even some rap too. But, you know, when they go down to the purpose of R&B, the purpose is to mellow you out, have you relate to a love story. And the R&B singers back in the day told stories. They didn't
Rhythm and blues. What? Real quick, R&B stands for what? Rhythm and blues.
Rhythm and blues.
Have you ever listened to the blues? Does this have anything to do with busting your windows out your car?
Yes!
Blaming on the alcohol?
Yes!
I'm just saying. Rhythm and blues. That's what it stands for. So it's totally gotten out of that. It's totally gotten away from what it really is. Everything changes. I mean, because hip-hop started out as a social movement in a way to give power to the people, and then we start talking about goddamn gangster shit.
Yep.
Then we left the gangster shit, then we start talking about flossing and partying. Everybody wanted the ball. Now we want to dance. And so here we are. Here we are. So I don't know. I don't know. All right, question number three. I don't know, man.
Yep.
sadly depressing when you think about it. What do you think is the number one reason why rap music sales and popularity is falling off? What's the number one reason? I gave you a whole bunch of them real quick. Huh?
Sex.
What you mean, sex?
Sex sales, man.
Wait a minute. I said, let me see. Hold on. What do you think is the number one reason rap music sales and popularity is falling?
Oh, popular. Okay. I didn't hear that last part. Okay.
Yeah, it's falling. You realize that rap is not as popular or doesn't make as much money as it did just 10 years ago, right? You know, it used to be the number one genre in the turn of the century. Now it's not. It took in the past decade. What is that kind of music? Like that kind of music that the genre? I guess it would be not really alternative, but pop. That genre where what's the girl name? What's the white girl name that she's in? That genre right there actually is making more money than rap right now. It's more popular too. Also. Yeah. You know, pop, art, pop, you know, pop, that kind of pop.
Yeah.
What is it? Fergie, like Lady Gaga, pop.
Yeah.
Them people.
Yeah, fly like the D6 songs and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, pop is actually more popular and making more money now than hip hop. It's zoomed by it. Hip hop is falling off. So, what do you think the number one reason why the sales and popularity is falling?
Okay.
What's your reason? What do you have?
My reason for that on why rap selling but popularity is falling off because, okay, these days, you know, you got most rappers that are cutting out from the same mold. They're talking about the same thing over and over again. Of course, people don't want to hear the same thing over and over again because, okay, you see one nigga from the hood rapping, but then you got another nigga from the hood rapping. Even though the lyrics are different, they are going to the same basis of you being a hood nigga. So people don't want to sit there and hear that all the time. You know.
But when you try to switch it up, but see the thing about it is when you switch it up, they don't support it. They don't support it. If you switch it up and talk about something else, if you give it something else, they don't support it. That's the craziest shit ever. That's the crazy part about it. When you switch it up, they don't support the shit.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
True also.
So,
and I guess some people are not accustomed to change.
Well, you can't have it both now, Billy. You got to, if you know that, if you know, if, oh, before I move on, do you agree that when you try to give the people something different that they resist, they don't want to really take it, you have to force feed it, right?
Well, yeah, because people be like, okay, what's next?
Right. But then again, you said people don't want to hear the same thing, and that's what all rappers do is rap about the same thing. I don't rap about the same. Now, don't get me wrong. I am from the hood. Okay, so I rap about hood shit sometimes. I got some hood songs. That's because I got hood in me. But I got other songs that have absolutely nothing to do with the hood whatsoever. All right?
Yeah.
But those songs do not get played or downloaded, you know what I'm saying, as much as some of the other shit.
Right.
So with me being an artist, I sit back and watch stuff like, you know, I can see who download the site that my music is on. I can see who downloads it, where they're from, what sex are they? Are you a male or female? They ask them a couple questions, whatever. When you download, if you make a little profile, and I've got songs that I was like, man, this is a great song. It don't sound like nothing that's out, but people don't support the song, even though it doesn't sound like anything. They tell you, oh, we get tired of hearing the same old thing all the time. All rappers do is rap, but when I give them something different, they don't support it. Only a select few will. But they really don't at the end of the day. So I'm still kind of confused as to, I hear what you're saying, and you have a valid point, but then again, when people say that, this is the argument that I'll bring out soon. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I mean, okay. So what do you think? Do you think we should just combine rap and R&B at this point? Like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? And just make them all one thing? Because it seems to me like you can't have a hit unless you got both of them on there. If it's an R&B song, you need a 16 bar from a rapper to make it hot. If it's a motherfucking rap song, you need a motherfucker, a hot ass hook from a singer to make it hot. What do you think?
You know, I kind of think they combine both with the R&B singer also trying to be a rapper. When guess what? They brought auto-tunes back, and guess what? By whom? T-Pain, which T-Pain made a huge success off that, apart from Teddy Riley back in the day. But then, now after that, after T-Pain came out making the auto-tunes big again, guess what? Everybody doing it.
everybody's being an R&B singer with the auto tunes, but then wanted to go and start rapping too. Okay, like you pointed out with Drake, Drake singing and rapping at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Nicki Minaj doing the same thing. So it's like, yeah, it should be combined a little bit. It should be.
Well, because you got some artists that do both. They come out and
yeah.
they sing and they rap. So if you sing and you rap, if you can do both things, I mean, Bo Jackson played football and baseball. I don't know what they wanted to do. What do they wanted to do with these people, with these artists? But how do you classify them then? What is Drake? If you ask anybody, they're going to say Drake is a rapper. Right?
Right.
But Drake also sings.
Yeah, but I would consider Drake as just an artist, you know.
An artist of what genre?
Saying,
he has to be in a genre, though. He's an artist, but you have to pick a genre. When they put his CD in the store and they distribute it out, the distributors must, it has to have a genre. No song, no artist does not have can get away with not having a genre of music. It doesn't work that way. So,
majority rapper / singer, he don't sing. Well, he say he don't sing no more, but. So yeah, more along the lines of a rapper. He's a rapper now, since he said he's gonna quit singing.
He said he's gonna quit singing.
Well, he said that a few months back after he put out his album or whatever. The last song he actually kind of sort of sung on was that Maybach music with Rick Ross and Chrisette Michelle. When
yeah,
he had that little
straight song. When
he
didn't even rap one
part.
Bar. He didn't even rap one bar. He sung the whole shit.
Yeah, he did. So
right.
After that, he said he was going to quit singing and just stick to just fitting the 16. So.
If he said so. I wonder what made him do that, though. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Well, he wanted to be seen more as a rapper than just a singer from what I had read on the internet or whatever. But, you know, so that's what he's going more towards is just being a rapper. I mean, because, of course, I mean, I heard a couple of songs and, yeah, dude can sing. He can. You know, and then to my discovery, Nicki Minaj can actually sing too. You know, so
so we're gonna just call it. What are you gonna call it? What are you gonna call it?
Shoot, I wouldn't even give it. I don't even know how to give a name to it. You know,
rap and B.
I mean, it would be third grade to combine the two words together and
rap
call
and
it. You know, rap and B. Okay, rap and B. See that's plausible right there. Rap.
That's what we're gonna call it. Rap and B. I guess.
Yep. Rapping and blues.
Rapping and blues, I guess. I don't know, man. Thanks for calling the show. Hold on a second, all right? Stay on the line, though, if you can, all right?
Gotcha. You know, man. All right.
347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. Once again, press the number 1 on your keypad if you want to talk. If you don't, I'm not going to. I thought about just coming and start opening up people's lines. But I decided against it. I was about to do it because I got all these people sitting on here not hitting number 1. Like Shay. Well, Shay did hit number 1. Shay, did you take your hand off the number 1?
Yeah, come back to me a little bit. I'll raise
okay. Okay. All right. So, Shay's obviously in the middle of something. I don't know. I'm just kidding. I don't know if that's what she's doing. But 347-934-0966. I'm going to go ahead and go and do some songs, man. Fuck it. You motherfuckers don't want to hit number 1? This is K100 Internet Radio. Talk/ indie music, all right? And I got a shitload of motherfucking songs in here. Hold on, let me see what I got. I got all kinds of, hold on, let me see what I got. What I want to play? You know, let me see. Well, Skank Dog's going to be on the phone lines in about 15 minutes. So I'm going to come back and play Skank Dog song, I Feel Good. I don't know, man. Skank Dog? Me and Skank Dog really going to have to talk about that. We're going to have to talk about that. I'll play the Street Kings. The homie Street Kings called into the show the other day, and they blasted out my show on the internet. So I'm going to play Street Kings. Street Kings, care nothing about that. I'm gonna run this joint by Street Kings, because I like this joint. You know what I'm saying? It's my homeboys in the group, too, also. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? 347-934-0966. K100 Internet Radio, you did. Thanks for calling into the show. This is Street Kings, care nothing about that.
Who wanna run with the street gang? Yeah. Murder people to call me. What I'm saying? We are the real street king and the real dandada. Little pussy niggas say farming no cure, nothing more. Little pussy niggas say farming no cure, nothing more. Little pussy niggas say farming no cure, nothing more. We are the real street king, everything we are slaughter. Bitch know about it cause we run across the bar.
entertain. Interviews with Lois Lane. Like Clark Kent, I'm the shit. Don't call me Superman.
Yeah,
I eat beef and shit hit. Cause I'm so Superman.
Yeah, they read Street King. Yeah, they read John Dada. Get up with the niggas that farming up here. Nothing more.
Internet radio, you dig? Thanks for tuning in to the show. Episode 180, you dig? R&B versus rap. All right. Thanks everybody for tuning to the show. K1's Internet Radio, man. I'm your host, Blizzum. That was my homie Street Kings. You know what I'm saying? Swag team. The homie Young Jocks people. You feel what I'm saying? That's who that was. And I like that song. You know, I like it because it's got that goddamn that Rasta. That Rasta kind of like Rasta shit on the hook. You feel what, you know what I'm saying? I'm fucking with that, you know what I mean? I like that shit. I haven't heard that in a long time. Haven't heard of, you know, back in the day, whatever happened to, like, the hot reggae song? You know, back in the day, we had, like, Flex, Time to Have, you know, where the fuck is, where's our Beanie Man now? Where's our Shabba Ranks? What the fuck, man? You know, you don't just hear a brand new ill-ass reggae song in the club. What's the problem? You got to go to a club that just play reggae music. Back in the day, man, you'd hear you two or three hard-ass reggae songs in the middle of the motherfucking set. Wasn't no problem. I think that's my next mission. Anybody know any reggae artists? Tell them to hit me up. I'm ready to collab with her. I'm collabing with a reggae artist. You feel me? Because I haven't heard no real just ill-ass reggae song. Like, they just bump in the club. What happened to that? I don't know, man. Anyway, 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. Alright, we're talking about episode 180. Alright, R&B versus rap, you know what I mean, rap versus R&B. We had a couple, we took, you know, got people on the line, not too many people been hitting number one. I don't know what the fuck is going on with that, but anyway, we got a couple people on the line. Make sure you hit the number one if you want to talk. If you haven't talked yet, hit the fucking number one, please, so I can come to your phone line. I was going to start opening up people's phone lines just for sitting on here all this time and not saying shit. But then again, you never know. I went to some people's line. They was like, I'm doing something. Call me back. You never know what people. What are you? I don't know what you guys are doing, getting off or whatever. I mean, if you're doing all that, why are you on the phone? Okay, 100. Are you that hooked on it? I don't even know Michigan. I don't know. Hold on. Wait a minute. Shay says she wants to talk now. Can you talk now?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, you sound like that. Gosh. Well. What were you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Huh?
Working.
Oh, you're working. Oh, okay, okay. Can you talk now? Can you talk? Okay. Episode 180. But before we get into that, it's National Motherfucking Monday. What you got for me?
I ain't gonna mash nobody this week.
Come on, man. You really don't have anybody to mash? Really?
No, not yet. Not yet. Last week was okay and had a good weekend.
Last week was okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, nothing to mash. We're moving on to the show. Episode 180, we're going to ask you the question. Shay, do you think R&B music artists right now, do you listen to rap?
Yeah, I listen to rap and
Do you like rap though? Do you listen to it just because, or do you like it? You like it, right?
Well, I listen to what I like. Yeah.
Okay. So right now, which one do you like more, rap or R&B?
Kind of in the middle, both.
So let me ask you this: right now, do you think that the R&B artist and the music right now is better than the rap at this point?
I would say better.
Really?
I think there's more variety of good R&B artists than there are a variety of good rap artists.
But that's what that means it's better then.
Well, yeah, I guess it is better.
Yeah,
but
I mean, come on. Look.
Rap, but
yeah, I mean, look, I'm a hip-hop rap junkie.
Artists are really falling off.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a hip-hop rap junkie, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. I can't deny the obvious. It's the fucking truth. It's the fucking truth. All you rappers on the phone line, all you people on the phone line, act like you got some kind of weight. I start talking about Waka Flocka. Five people hung up. Fuck you. What, is that your brother? Fuck it anyway. Give a shit. Fuck, I care. It's the truth. The nigga can't rap. Anyway.
I'll have to get that weight up.
Saying, y'all, he can't rap. I'm glad he's hot because I don't have to worry about getting this nigga running up me trying to rob me when I'm over there in, you know, zone 6 and shit. But still. Can't rap. So, Shay, you like you said, you said the R&B is basically better because it has more of a variety, you know
yeah,
what I'm saying, of good artists to choose from. Right, right. Right, so.
To listen to.
Right. But let me ask you this about R&B. Do you think that the R&B music has gotten away from the love music, from the feel of being love music? You know how it used to be like R&B was really supposed to be like the music that you made love
yeah.
to and stuff?
Now it's the music that you do anything to.
Right.
Roll down the street to anything.
You can roll up a blunt to some of this R&B music.
Yeah.
the R&B artists are talking about packing guns, you know what I'm saying, fucking all the chicks, smoking all the weed, going to all the parties, drinking all the alcohol. These are the R&B dudes now. The R&B dudes are talking about the same shit as the rappers. All right? So R&B, you can't tell me R&B is, yeah, you know, R&B used to be the genre for love, the genre that made you want to, you know, boo up or some shit. Now it's like, fuck that. R&B make you want to get all the pussy in the world like you're a rap star. That's all the R&B motherfuckers talking about now, getting all the pussy. Then you're talking about one piece of pussy. Now you're talking about all the pussy. It's a big difference. Just saying. Question number three. What do you think is the number one reason to you that rap music has lost popularity? It's still popular. It's still out there, but it's not as popular as it was 10 years ago. Why do you think it is?
I think it's because a combination of two reasons. One, because of the diversity of R&B music. It's starting to incorporate more rap and R&B music. And for number two, the quality of what some of the artists are putting out there as a whole is not as what it used to be. So people are not gearing as much toward the rap as they are the R&B, because they can see R&B like, well, we can get a little bit of this and a little bit of that in R&B versus just listening to some of this whack rap.
But Shay, Y'all love the whack rap too, especially the women. The women are the reason why. Do you realize that? Women, not you, Shay, not you, but women are the reason why the whack rappers are on top. It's the women.
Yeah, I do realize that.
Yeah, I mean,
I guess they're trying to gear towards some women to get more women to listen to rap, but I just
how are you geared towards women with hard in the paint? I go hard in the motherfucking paint. I let you strike
them hard too. They want to be hard. They want to be women.
No, but y'all love to dance off of it. The industry is dictated by the women. If the women can't dance, it doesn't make sense to the club. And all the women do is dance. When I hear Gucci and Waka them come on, when I hear Soulja Boy Kiss Me on the Phone, when I heard Laffy Taffy come on, y'all was out there dancing. The women are responsible for the emergence of the whack artists, because the whack artists never would have made it if it was up to the fellas. The fellas would have been like, what? Man, this nigga garbage. Fuck that. But once they kept playing in that motherfucking ear 30 times a night in the club, and all y'all kept shaking your ass off of it, we had no choice but to lay down and not like it.
Okay,
but it's
women going to be the responsibility of the death of rap?
Yeah, it's y'all fault, directly. Because y'all don't give a fuck what y'all dance to, as long as y'all can goddamn hit an 808. Once again, 808, essential. It's not a hit in the South without the 808. If they had an 808, it would not get played in the club in the South. So, with that being said, if y'all can drop it low to the 808, which is what y'all like to do, and the DJ sees that, the DJ is incumbent upon the DJ, and we're talking about the iTunes Serato spinning, never scratched a record in their life DJ. They just play suit. They just call them suit DJ. They're not real DJs, but they want to be DJs, so I call them DJs. Just whatever that makes you feel good, homie. These guys, they play their sets, and they see y'all dropping it to the Waka Flocka. They don't really give a shit what Waka's talking about. They could care less, like you could care less, the women. All y'all want to do is dance. But what y'all fail to realize is y'all are the pulse of the industry. Y'all are the ones that buy the records. Y'all are the ones that dance in the club. If y'all support it, it goes. So y'all are the women supporting the dumb rappers, the whack rappers. What can we do as fellas? Y'all are the pulse of the industry. Y'all are the ones who really determine what's hot, not us.
It's unfortunate that some women don't have the sense to support good rap. That all they want to do is just listen to the beat. There's good rap out there that have a good beat and good vocals to go with it.
Doesn't have an 808, I guess. I don't know. All right.
Got to boom it.
I'm just saying, last question. What would you say, just hypothetically, this is a hypothetical question. What say you we just combine rap and R&B together and make it one thing? And I'm asking this question because, well, you can't have a hit record nowadays unless it's an R&B song with a featured rapper or a fucking rap song with a motherfucker singing on the hook. Let's think about the last couple of years here, people.
Mm-hmm.
We all jump down my throat. Last couple of years, most of the songs that come out, if it is an R&B hit, it has somebody doing 16, whether it's a featured rapper or Trey Songz deciding he want to fucking rap himself. Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. All the past couple of hit rap songs that's really been blockbuster hits, they've had singing on the hook.
People like to hear that variety. They like to hear that.
But why don't we just combine them then? Why don't we just combine them? Is that where we're at? Why don't we just combine them? Because nobody wants to hear a rap song that's just got a total rap hook that much nowadays.
Some people do. Some people like that quality rap like that.
But the hit songs are the ones with a mix. All the hit songs got the rap and R&B element in it together. Those are the hit songs right now. Straight up.
Maybe we could combine some and leave some singular.
Yeah, let's just combine it all. Fuck it.
Have an R&B artist on there.
I mean, I'm just saying, man. Combine it all, man. Damn. Combine it all, man.
Hey, as long as it's all good music, it works, though. So I'm not opposed to combining. Because I like to listen to music where there's combined artists. Like I said, it's the variety.
All right. But thanks for calling in, Shay. You sure you got nobody to mash before I go?
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and mash somebody.
All right. Now
I've been holding it in, trying to be this good person. I'm going to mash this dude that sold me this raggedy-ass car.
Uh-huh.
And then... stopped communicating with me about it, so of course I stopped paying it, and then he decided to come get the little piece of shit. I'm going to mash him for being a bad business person because you sell somebody a vehicle, okay?
Right.
You need to communicate with the person so they can, you know, for one, get you the money if they wish to do that.
Right.
Number two, you know, find out if there's something going on with it or whatever.
Right.
Not just decide, oh, okay, well, I'm not going to answer her calls. I'll just go get it.
Right. So basically, he fucked you over.
Yeah.
So we're mashing the guy that fucked Shay over on her car deal. Okay, well, honey, internet radio. For those of y'all who don't know, you might just be tuning in for the first time. Every Monday on K100 Internet Radio, we have what we call Mashing Motherfucking Mondays. That's what you can call in and just be like, go the fuck off on anything. You know what I'm saying? Your baby daddy ain't paid child support in 3 months. Your baby mama a trick hoe, she fuck your cousin. Whatever. Whatever's been bothering you lately, whatever's been getting on your nerve, you tired of whack ass rap. Doesn't matter. Every Monday is Vent Day on K100, and we give you an opportunity to do so. All you gotta do is press the number one on the keypad. Press the number one on your keypad. If you don't press the number one on your fucking keypad, I can't see that you're ready to talk. I'm telling you this. Ah, I think this is my homie. I think this is the homie whose song I'm getting ready to play tonight. Stand by, Shay. Stand by.
Okay.
Michigan girl, I see you. I want to get to you after I get to Skank Dog. Skank Dog!
What's happening, big homie?
Homie, what's happening, man? I got Skank Dog on the line.
What's good? What's good with you?
All right, I got the homie. The homie's calling in. I met the homie this weekend, you feel me, at the South Carolina Music Conference, right? Before we go any further, Skank Dog.
Yeah.
We've been discussing. I told the people who's going to be calling in, and I said Skank Dog. And immediately, eyebrows got raised about the name Skank Dog. Where the fuck is this? You got to explain the name Skank Dog to the people. They want to know what the fuck about Skank Dog. Right. How did Skank Dog?
All right, no problem. I'll go ahead and break it down 100%.
Okay.
Really, it ain't no origin. You know, like us as rap artists, you know, usually your name come from, you know, usually your family members, what's your name around the hood, you know
right.
what I'm saying? And my
right.
uncle gave me my nickname, Skank Dog, and, you know, I started rapping, you know, when I was real young. I was about 8 years old. So, you know, I just kind of ran with it. And it's like by the time I started putting out mixtapes and music, it's like that was already my name. So, actually, I was going to lose fans if I changed my name. But you know, for political purpose and you know, just purpose in the marketplace, I've shortened it down to SD for short. You know what I'm saying? And we rolling with that. So, you know, Skank Dog, SD, it's all the same.
Yeah, if I'm the A&R at the label, you're going to be SD. I can't allow
yeah.
your name to be Skank Dog, since we know that Skank, we know what Skank is. You know what I'm saying? When we say Skank, we say Skank, Skank. Oh, that's a nasty-ass Skank. Skank. Skank Dog. I don't know. Or is it that Skank Dog likes to fuck Skanks? We don't know. We're trying to figure it out here. Okay, when
You all catch me at the free clinic, homie. Everything legit. But
right,
yeah, man,
right.
y'all can call me SD for short, man. I'm running with SD. It's more of a business move. You know
all
what
right.
I'm saying? But my full artist name is Skank Dog, but we running with SD.
I'm gonna call you SD because I just don't feel comfortable calling you Skank Dog.
No problem. You should never feel comfortable calling another man a skank.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
So you understand what I'm saying? So you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
when
yeah,
I
feel you.
Well, yeah, the homie's name is Skank Dog. He's calling into the show. I like the song. I feel good. We're going to spin the record in a minute. I'm going to open up my phone lines, and the people on K100 are going to give you the business. They're going to tell you, the people who have their hands raised, it's only about, I got about 15 people on my phone line right now, but only about
four
of them have their hand raised, and it fluctuates, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes people jump on, and it might jump up to 25 in like within
yeah.
5 minutes in. You know, so, you know, but you're going to get people. I got people from Michigan, Florida, Georgia, New York on the line right now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going
to shouts out to everybody, man. Everybody holding it down. You know what I'm saying? I'm from South Carolina, but, man, I be all over, man. I got love for everybody. If you're an SD fan, you know, let's rock and roll. You know what I'm saying? And you know, honestly, you know, the music going to speak for itself, man. It's a beautiful thing, man. SD, I feel good. Keep it 100 radio. Let's do
right,
it.
Right, right. Hold up. I ain't ready to play it yet. You can't lead me into the song until I'm ready to lead you into the song, SD. Damn it, man. Hold up. Hold on. I thought we could lead into the song. But before I go, I got to ask you one or two questions, all right?
Let's do
it. Of course, you know episode 180 tonight on K100 Internet Radio. What we're talking about tonight on the show, episode 180, this 180 literally means 180. This is how many shows I've done. 180.
Nice. You know, keep grinding, homie.
Right, right. So let me ask you this about, and this episode is called Rap versus R&B. And we're talking about, my whole thing about, my whole general consensus about the show tonight is that, A, right now, right as we speak, the R&B artists, the R&B dudes are making better music than the rappers. Let's just keep it 100. They're putting out better songs, better bangers than the rappers right now. And I'm not even a R&B nigga. I'm a rap nigga. But at the end of the day, these niggas are putting out better songs. And it seems as though the R&B niggas want to be rappers. They want to be thugs. Not because the R&B used to be all about lovey dove, I love my boo, baby to the end of the road, let's get it on, whatever. Now they're talking about blaming on the alcohol and goddamn put you to bed. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
So, do you think that the R&B has lost? Do you think R&B is no longer the genre that talks about love and relationships? Is it just whatever, because right now, a lot of the R&B songs talking about busting the window out your car, fucked up, hustling. Some of these R&B niggas are busting out in the raps talking about they packing a tool. They talking about flossing and balling. I mean, has the R&B just become another form of rap at this point to you?
I mean, honestly, like, as far as, like, popularity, like, is R&B more popular than hip-hop? Like, I mean, honestly, look at SoundScan. You know, R&B and pop has always sold more records than hip-hop records. So you got to look at that. But then on the flip side of it, take it back to the 90s, when a lot of the R&B artists were collaborating with the hip-hop artists. You had Mariah Carey and Old Dirty Bastard making songs together, you know what I'm saying? So you can't necessarily say that, you know, R&B is taking place of hip-hop because they both coexist, you know what I'm saying?
So why don't we...
You know, I feel like, you know, good music is good music, and you know, most definitely there's more better R&B artists than rap artists, because a lot of them are whack. I mean, when the last time you actually loved a rap song, not just like it because it's on the radio every day, but when the last time you really loved a rap song, it's been a while.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Of course, I love all the songs. I do, personally. But I'm just saying, I get what you're saying. And that's where I'm at with it, though. I'm asking you the question. Because as a fellow artist, of course, I don't know if you know, but I'm an artist myself. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Let's set a record, man.
Oh, for sure. Well, you'll see the grind. I'm a friend you on Facebook and all that, and you can see the whole. When I was at the conference this weekend, I was there supporting my homie, and then I wasn't really there putting out music too tough like that. I was supporting my homie that was there, and I was in K100 mode. I was trying to get you artists. Do you realize, homie? Let me ask you this. Hold on, everybody. Don't hang up on the phone lines. Just give me a minute. Do you realize that you are the only person that hit me up from that conference about getting on my show?
Are you fucking serious?
I that's exactly what I said. Thank you.
Brother.
You know what I'm saying?
Brother.
You're the only one that hit me up.
Listen, since
Did I not make an announcement to everybody in the room? I got on the stage. The DJ gave me the mic. I told everybody. Yeah. I handed out. I came there with a stack of cards. I left with 4 cards. I gave all these people my cards. I told them I have a pretty nice following. I got people on the phone lines. I got a pretty solid following. All this shit, and you're the only person that hit me up this weekend to be on the show. What does that tell you?
Well, see, the problem with that is, bro, like, at the end of the day, it's up to somebody's ambition. As soon as I got back to the office, you know, I took out all the business cards and all the connections I had, and I made it work for me. I mean, my Twitter going ham right now. Like, a lot of the A&Rs and executives and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I knew nobody was going to break bread that day. Like, you know, that was just a given, you know what I'm saying? But it's about building a relationship up until the deal, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so I figured, you know, I have these contacts. Let me build these relationships, you know what I'm saying? I'm not coming in like, man, I want to get signed, because, I mean, honestly, like, those guys are just an option because they're not the end-all and be-all to my career. You know what I'm saying? Like, my album, my mixtape ain't even dropped yet, and my buzz is just fucking stupid right now. So, you know, it's just all about the ambition level. Like, either you're going to be an artist, you're going to handle your business, or you're going to do both. And I do both. All
right. Well, did you blast out the K100 on your Facebook and Twitter? Did you blast it out like I asked you to? Did you blast it out?
For sure.
I'm trying to you tell these people to call in. I'm ready. I need to see more 843 numbers on here. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because you did, in fact, do what I told you to do. You emailed me. You followed up. You showed me your Facebook. You showed me your Twitter. So I'm going to play the song. Like I said, I would for the rest of these, for the rest of those people in there who just, I guess, don't take their career seriously. Or maybe took me for a joke. Maybe they took me for a joke. Maybe they thought my show was not, I don't know. But fuck them. You know what I'm saying? But right now, we're going to get... Yeah, you know, we're gonna get into this new SD. We're gonna drop it on the hole. Let me find out where I put this in this folder. Hold on. All right, I got it. Okay, here we go. So this is SD. All right, out of SC, South Carolina. Once again, what part of South Carolina you represent?
Flowtown.
Okay, which is
Florence County.
Florence County. Florence County, the motherfucking building. All right. Skank Dog, SD, I feel good on K1's Internet Radio. And then we're going to open the phone line, see what a couple of people think about it. Here we go.
Before you talk about me, talk about yourself. And before you cross me, better cross yourself. And if a hater wanna talk about my wealth, because I feel good about myself.
You dig episode 180. The homie SD, the homie that's East, South Carolina, Flow County. I feel good about myself. I feel good about myself, nigga. You ain't the only one. Billy Bad Phoenix, what you think about that song?
Hey, I'm digging it.
You like that? I like it, though. I like the song. I feel good about myself.
Hey,
I feel good about myself. Ah,
and
I'm fucking with
from, being, especially being from South Carolina myself, it's good to hear people coming out the Diamond State. It's good.
Right.
You know,
I know you were from South Carolina, but that's what's up. Yeah.
I'm from Charleston. Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. That's what's up. I'm fucking with it, man. I think the record is, good. You know what I'm saying? It could be one of them songs that just pop off like, I just can't stand it. No, I just can't get it. I don't give a fuck. I'm all out with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's one of them songs that could just pop. It could twerk. You could put it in the right place, the right hands, and it could go. I'm fucking with it. I like the record. I was up in the air about Skank Dawg. But now that we're calling him SD, I'm a little more comfortable. I'm a little more comfortable about the situation. Stand by. Shay.
Yeah.
You like that song?
Yes, I did. Very good.
You like that song? I think it's catchy. I think it's a catchy song. Yeah.
I would rock.
I feel good about myself. Hey! Yeah. All right. Stand by. That's Florida checking in. Charleston checking in. Michigan girl.
What's up? What's going on?
You like that song?
Yeah, I like it. It's got a little catchy. You know, I feel good about myself. I was like, okay, I could rock with it. So, yeah.
All right. Okay. Hold on. Let me see what New York's thinking about it. 718. 718. New York. 718. I don't know who that is. Private caller. I don't know where you from. Private caller?
Hello?
Oh, what's going on? It's Key? What's going on, Key?
Yeah, this is me.
What's going on? You like that song?
It was alright.
Alright. I feel good about myself. You feel good about yourself?
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay.
Stand by. Let me try New York one more time. New York! Is that game? 718. Okay, I have people call and hit number one, and then they be like, they stick the phone down. Oh, what the fuck you niggas be doing, man? Anyway, SD.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, everybody's feeling the song, man. See, I told you, feedback from all over the world, all over the country. You feel me?
Yeah, for sure. Hey, listen, y'all, I appreciate all the love. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter where you're from. I think real music speaks volumes. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all hit me up and follow me on Twitter, SkankDawg02. You know what I'm saying? I'll be sure to follow back. And y'all be looking out for my new mixtape, The Frank Woods Sessions, coming this spring.
Have you followed me back on fucking Twitter yet? I followed you already, SkankDawg.
Yeah. I got you, fam. I was following too many people. I had to take some off. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely following you. And whoever follow me, just hit me up with a mention, and I'll follow you right back, you know what I'm saying? Because I appreciate the love y'all show me tonight, you know, everything 100.
All right, check me out on Facebook. Make sure you become a friend on Facebook and MySpace. I posted up K100 on the wall so you can see my name. Make sure you add me on Facebook so we can stay in touch. Maybe we can pop a song off or something, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, for sure,
one time,
for sure. Send me a joint.
Right, for sure. One time for all the people following fucking instructions. You know what I'm saying? To all you motherfucking artists that might have been at the SCMC this motherfucking weekend who really thinking y'all too good to call my motherfucking show because I'm just internet radio, motherfucker, where else are you getting played? Holla at your boy. SD, thanks for calling the show, man. Stay on the line, though. We got about 10 more minutes. Rock out with me, all right?
All right, no time, fam.
All right. So, 347-934-0966. Got about 10 minutes, 11 minutes remaining in the show. All right, episode 180. We're talking about today on K1's Internet Radio, rap versus R&B. Michigan girl had her hands up. She wanted to talk. You feel what I'm saying? Hold on. T. Lewis.
What's going on?
Did you hear that song, I Feel Good About Myself? Did you hear it?
I heard the first part of it. I had to hang up for a second, so.
Oh, okay. I just want to know what you thought about the song. That's all. I'm going to come back to you in a minute.
Okay.
All right. Michigan girl.
What's going on? What's up?
What's up? Thanks for calling the show. Once again, all you people on the phone line who've been sitting on here listening the whole time, no ain't had that many people hitting number one and say shit. I play music all fucking night before I kiss your ass. Fuckers. K100 talk/ in the music. Michigan girl, thanks for calling the show once again. You know the, of course you know the drill.
I know.
What you got for me?
You know what? I wasn't going to have nobody to mask till I went to damn Club Wally World. So I got to mask the dude that followed me around Walmart after I politely told him I wasn't interested and then saw me with my grandmother and went up to my grandmother and was like, excuse me, can you get your daughter? Well, he didn't know she was my grandma. He was like, but can you get your daughter to call me if I give you my number? Nigga, kill yourself. For real? You are going to my grandma.
Wow. Really? I like the tactic. The tactic is sweet. It's smooth. You know how people always say you got to get your mom and them or go to your daddy and them to get you? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I told you no already. You just followed me up and down the aisle. You ain't bought nothing. You just followed me up and down the aisle. Stop being a stalker. You already got stalker potential.
Did he try to talk to you and you said no? What did he say? Was he ugly? What's the problem? What was the problem?
He was short. I'm short. We all know I'm, okay, anybody that know me in person know I'm short, but I wear heels. He was shorter than me with my heels on, and so I was like, yeah, no, that's not going to work. And then, you know, I just wasn't attracted to him, but I mean, I was polite. He was like, hey, how you doing? I was like, hey.
God! All you damn black women who are always talking about it, you know, black men out here who is sweating you, he might have been the perfect guy. He just a little shout. What's wrong with that?
Really? No. I mean, you got to be basketball player tall, but come on now. If I wear heels, you can't be shorter than me in my heels because that's what I wear heels 9 out of 10 times. I'm wearing heels. I hardly ever wear flats, tennis shoes, any of that. So you got to at least be my height with my heels on. I can work with you if you're my height with my heels on. But you can't be shorter than me.
Fine. So you're mashing the guy for being old school and trying to go to your mom and them first.
Yeah, mad the hell for being a stalker. If you try to holler at me and I tell you politely, no, I'm not interested, you know, I'm polite. Then you follow me around Walmart for 30 minutes and then you go talk to my grandma. Really? Yeah. Okay.
Fine. Stalker. Yeah. Episode 180. Rap versus R&B. Been drinking. I was about to say rap versus hip hop. Been drinking. I've been drinking. You know, I do that. You know I drink when I do the show. This is what I do. I get fucked up, drink, smoke a blunt, and talk shit and play music. Okay, question number one.
All right.
Do you think R&B music artists have better music out right now at this moment? Are they putting out better music than R&B guys?
Yes.
Why do you say that? Is it just because you just like R&B more, or do you just really think that?
I mean, I just really think that because you have more of a variety of R&B artists that are actually good. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I heard the conversation with Shay, and I know you're going to blame the women. But it's some whack rappers out there right now, and you have very few that's, you know, really holding it down. And, you know, like you said earlier, I ain't hating on Waka Flocka, Soulja Boy, none of them. I respect your grind, get your money. But y'all niggas can't rap.
So why do you dance off the song when it come on in the club?
I'm in the club, 9 times out of 10. I
do a check. It's your goddamn fault. Do a check. And if the beat is hot, you're going to dance. Damn it.
If the beat is hot, then yes, I'm going to dance, especially if I got a drink. So, yes, okay, that's so. But would I buy it? No, I will dance to it in the club. Honestly, I won't even really listen to it on the radio. I listen to my Sirius satellite radio in the car 9 times out of 10. And my station's all the R&B station. I listen to the old school backspin. And then I listen to the hip-hop station. But when they get to playing all that extra, I'll be quick to flip the channel. Now, I listen to the backspin because that's the old school hip-hop.
Okay. All right. So do you think question number two, do you think that hip hop has lost its love feel? Do you think hip hop I mean god damn it, not hip hop. Blizzum. R&B.
Oh.
R&B, do you think the R&B has lost its luster as being the love music, the music for relationships and lovebirds. Has hip hop left that alone? Do you feel like, I don't feel like hip hop is that anymore. I feel like hip hop just like rap. They want to goddamn fuck all the hoes. You know what I'm saying? They want to get all the pussy. Fuck the one woman you love no more. Fuck that. They want to get all the pussy. All right? You feel me? All right.
Yeah, R&B has gotten away from the traditional love making music or make you all want to feel romantic. Yeah, they trying to, you know, put you to bed and they trying to pop bottles and say and all that other stuff. So, I mean, you still have some females that sing about love, but then you got the other ones too that's singing about they no good man that's been broke their heart. And so, you know,
okay.
It kind of got away from it.
Kinda. Okay.
I mean, like I said, you got a few that you know they gonna throw a few love songs in there. They have to throw a few love songs in there. So you still got a few, but for the most part, yeah, they talking about fucking and getting in and popping bottles and getting their drink on and party and all that.
Yeah, it is what it is. Why do you think the number one reason is that rap has lost popularity and its music sales are falling? What is it to you? Just if you have to take
the main thing is whack ass rappers. And then two, I mean, you do have like a lot of people that if they do like a rap album, 9 times out of 10, unless they like a for real true fan like yourself, you know, that knows the business and knows what's up, they gonna bootleg it, or you know, they're not gonna actually pay for it and buy it. They gonna get it from somebody for bootleg. I mean, you know, bootleg. They're not gonna pay the money to buy the CD.
You're exactly right. All right. Last question. Why don't we just combine? Would you be with just combining the genres of rap and R&B? Just because they basically are the same damn thing anyway, why not just combine them? What you think about that?
I wouldn't be opposed to it because they are, I think, and I think what happened was, I'm not going to call him that other name, but I think he did kind of touch on it, what was it in the early 90s, that rap got hot, the artist kind of started to lead on the rap artist, and it kind of gave him a little bit of street cred, but you know, he had this
okay. I heard about half of what you said because you were breaking up. I can hear you. Everybody on the phone lines can hear you. We can hear you. We gotta have the background music to keep it crunk. You feel what I'm saying? But I heard most of what you said. And I agree. No, I agree.
You heard what's in that glass.
It's a cup. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Let's stand by.
All right.
Stand by. I don't know. Well, Keith was on the line. Keith didn't even hit number one. Did you want to say anything, Keith, before I got off the line? Okay, T's not on the line. T. Lewis, anybody want to say something before I go?
What's up, man?
Well, I know you didn't get a chance to hit number one. I asked T, but she must be done put the phone down or something, too. These people who, she had her hand up earlier, but then she put it back down, but I didn't know who she was. But I know you didn't have your hand up, but I'm just coming to your line anyway. Pretty much, before I go, because I'm ending the show at 10 on the dot. Do you think the R&B dudes trying to get all the pussy and trying to be rappers now? They trying to live the rap life, the rap dream?
Yeah, man. To be honest, I think so. It's funny because a lot of R. Kelly's most recent songs, it sounds like he's a harmonizing rapper now. That's what it sounds like.
He's been getting away with that for years.
Yeah.
Years.
And a lot more of his more recent songs are sounding more and more like he's not even singing. He's just like rapping.
I know. It's an interesting conversation, but thanks for calling into the show. I'm getting ready to end the show, man. Thanks for calling in, though, all right?
All right, man.
All right, everybody, thanks for calling in to the show. This is K100 Internet Radio, you dig. Thanks for calling in. Shout out to the homie SD, a.k.a. Skank Dog. I wasn't going to kill him, but I'm killing the name Skank Dog. Thanks for calling in, homie. Thanks for sharing that song with us. We got another song. I feel good, goddamn it, about my damn self. If you don't, you need some help. K100 Internet Radio, you dig. I'm your host, Blizzum. Holler at you. Deuces till tomorrow.